Track 89. Page 87. Exercise 4. Listen to two conversations about studying technology in Russia and decide if the sentences are true or false. Conversation 1.
Hi, James. How are you?
Oh, hi, Sarah. I'm fine. I'm just thinking about which university I might go to.
Are you still thinking of studying in Russia?
Yes, I am. There are great opportunities there to study technology, and that's what I'm really into. I'm going to apply to some universities, but I'm not sure what exactly I want to study. I think my school marks are okay, but I have to take the test of Russian as a foreign language first.
Isn't that going to be hard?
Didn't you know? My grandfather's Russian. I've been studying Russian for years now. My teacher thinks I can pass the test easily. Then I've only got to get my health certificate and some other papers, and I'm ready.
Conversation 2. Hi, Lucy. How's it going?
Great, thanks, Mark. I'm just working on a project for school.
What do you have to do? Maybe I can help?
I have to choose one university in Russia and find out as much as I can about it. It's difficult because I can't make up my mind which one to choose. But I think I'm going to go with the Moscow Institute of Physics and Technology. That one looks interesting.
What have you found out so far?
Well, it's been running since 1951, and some of the professors and graduates have been Nobel Prize winners.
Right. Sounds like a great place.
You can study loads of different things, like space research, information technology, engineering. Students work in groups of between 5 and 15 people, but they work hard. The classes are all day, 5 days a week for the first 3 years, and they get to do research. I'd love that.
Brilliant. I'd like that too. Sounds like you've found out enough already. I don't think you need any help.